Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather has been clear and pleasant, perfect for being outdoors. In Jerusalem, temperatures have been mild, while Tel Aviv enjoyed a warm breeze along the coast. Haifa had a sunny day as well. Here are today's headlines. First, from Times of Israel, Iran attacks Jordan, Kuwait, Oman and Qatar with drones and missiles after U.S. strikes. Three people, including a child, are injured by falling debris in Kuwait. Qatar condemns the dangerous escalation after being hit for the first time since April. Also, Ynet reports that Iran vows to defend the Strait of Hormuz. Qatar says it reserves the right to respond. Jordan, Bahrain and Qatar condemned the Iranian strikes. Also this hour, from the Jerusalem Post, Trump signals a new era in Iran policy. He warns that any new Iranian attack would trigger an even more devastating response. Separately, JNS tells us the IDF has declassified the first operational order of the Second Lebanon War. The order states the IDF is preparing for massive Katyusha rocket fire on the home front. And finally, JTA reports Lindsey Graham, a pro-Israel Republican senator, dies suddenly at 71. His last visit to Israel was in February. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, summarized research finding that Syrian school materials are glorifying jihad and anti-Israeli sentiments. He posted this just minutes ago. AG, a political commentator, reflected on Lindsey Graham's legacy, emphasizing his dedication to public service, writing earlier today, Belaz News reported that Iranian television celebrated Lindsey Graham's death, expressing great enthusiasm over the news in a post from earlier. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Iran's recent actions. According to Times of Israel, Iran launched drones and missiles at several Middle Eastern countries. This comes after U.S. military strikes. The situation has heightened tensions in the region, with potential implications for regional stability if retaliations occur. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet explains that Iran's commitment to defending this strategic passage underscores its importance in global oil trade. Qatar's statement about reserving the right to respond highlights the potential for further conflict. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers Trump's latest comments on Iran. By describing the regime as a cancer, he signals a more aggressive stance. This could reshape U.S.-Iran relations and impact diplomatic efforts. In earlier reporting, JNS highlighted the IDF's declassification of a key order from the Second Lebanon War. The IDF's preparations for rocket attacks suggest ongoing concerns about northern border security. This move reveals the Army's focus on historical lessons to improve defense strategies. Finally, reflecting on Lindsey Graham's sudden death, JTA notes his strong ties to Israel. His passing could affect diplomatic dynamics, given his influential role in U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that new regulations will increase the housing deductions from foreign workers' wages in the construction sector. This change aims to ease conditions for contractors. Separately, from Globes, we learn about Haifa's ambitious urban renewal plan. The Gateway project in Kiryat Eliezer will feature a 65-floor building set to become the city's tallest. And finally, from CTEC, Naftali Glaskin joins Vine Ventures as principal. His appointment expands the firm's investment team in Israel, focusing on early-stage investments in infrastructure and AI. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.